Yeah, I mean, I think with any quarterback, every situation is a little bit different in terms of what type of rush they're feeling and whatnot. But I feel like he's done a very good job of being pretty consistent at this point.
What types of things can you do to help ease his transition into the league in terms of just making quick decisions and getting the ball out in a timely manner?
Well, I just think it's the whole repetition thing. The more reps he gets, the more defenses he sees, the more comfortable he feels, he'll be able to process what's going on a little bit quicker.
How different is it for him dropping back now compared to when he was in college, and just the things he has to go through to really make those decisions?
Oh, it's extremely different. Obviously, their college offense there wasn't many multiple progressions, if you will, and in our offense, an NFL offense, you're going to have many more choices.
How is he dealing with that?
I think he's done a really good job. It's our job to put him in a good situation, but he's done a nice job in terms of just knowing where to go with the football.
We've heard a lot about some of the quizzes that you and Kyle put together for he and Kirk. Can you just give us an idea? Is that something you do specific for rookies? Have you done it in the past? And what types of questions you ask?
Well, I think we're constantly quizzing those guys. This year we did more on paper than we have in the past. So I think you just can't assume they know what you're talking about all the time. And it allows you as a coach to really see what they do and don't know.
So are you like a teacher, like with red marker, like going back?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I correct them all and I hand them back to them and just let them know where, what was right or wrong.
Put stickers on the good ones.
Oh yeah, in a smiley face.
Hey, Matt, how would you?
His mental game, how he's prepared for the rookie moments.
I just think that it's always changing, and the more he's exposed to those situations, the better job he's going to do in the future.
What's his upside?
Oh, are you kidding me? Well, obviously. It's tough to coach a guy that can run a 4.440. It's got an extremely strong arm. So just that athletic ability is, you can't coach that.
How would you evaluate his accuracy so far, Matt?
I think it's been pretty good. I mean, there's days where he's not as sharp, and I think that's every quarterback in the National Football League. And, just dealing with the pressures and of each play.
So do you think that's more of a comfort thing with him in terms of, being comfortable with his reads so he doesn't have to go through a lot, or is it a mechanical thing with footwork or something like that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just, like we talked about before, is just being comfortable with what we're asking to do from a fundamental standpoint.
What about the backup competition? What is Kirk going to have to show you guys to beat out Rex?
Well, luckily I don't make that decision, but... he just, all those guys, they just have to go out and manage the game and operate our offense and, move the chains and score points. That's what it's all about. It's a production league, and those guys have to produce.
When you, with Robert not taking a lot of contact in these practices, how does that change kind of his mentality in terms of getting through his progressions, getting rid of the ball quicker so that things don't break down and so that he can avoid taking those hits at least tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think that, we'll find out. You don't really know until those guys are totally live what's going to happen. But we just try to put him in a lot of situations where he can be exposed to pressure situations or whatever.
Do you have a lot of concerns about that, or is it mild, especially considering the offensive
No, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not, because I've watched him play in college and I've seen how he's handled those situations, and it was never a problem in college. He's a fearless guy that's not scared to stand in there and, throw down when pressure's upon him.
There's no doubt. I mean, that was one of his greatest attributes, staring down the gun barrel, if you will, but you still don't want your quarterback taking hits because of the cumulative toll. I know he's a tough guy, but
right.
Eventually, after a hit, after hit, after hit, don't you think that kind of wears you down?
Absolutely.
Bigger, faster, stronger guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you never want your quarterback. You want their jersey clean at the end of a game. And so that's, you know, it's our job again to put him in situations where that's not happening, and ultimately the guys up front got to take care of him.
Would you say with all the running plays that we've seen, and without getting too specific, that is just to throw everything, the mother load at him, and then again you kind of start, like Kyle, pick and choose what he does best and what you guys like best?
Yeah, absolutely. Each week you're going to have a plan for him, and you know, based on what a defense is doing, then we're going to, you know, take advantage of what they're going to give us.
What would be success for you, Tom, in terms of criminal?
Coming out unharmed. Now, you know, just we just want to see how he reacts to those situations and just executing the offense the way it's meant to be executed. I don't know if that's a great answer for you, but that's ultimately what we're looking for.
Do you know, like, how you want him to react, and how would that be? Like, do you want to see him pick himself up?
Well, I'd like to see him complete every pass that he goes out there and throws, and, you know, have a lot of success on offense, score points, and like I said before, it is a production league, and that's ultimately what we need him to do is produce.
Can you talk about his mechanics when he rolls left, or how you can work out?
Yeah, you know, I just think whether it's any quarterback that we have, you're constantly trying to work all the fundamentals just to make sure that it's second nature and he's not thinking about it. He's out there playing, he's out there reacting, and I think he's improved every day. And he definitely he works his tail off, and that's why he's getting better.
You guys did the two fields in OTAs, and how many reps do you think these guys have had by now, total?
Oh, I'd be lying if I told you, but you know, those guys they've gotten more reps than any other time I've been.
Yeah.
You know, this is my fifth year in the league.
Yeah.
They've gotten more reps than any quarterbacks I've seen. So
obviously by design, just
yes.
Two rookies. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Where it goes the other way, if he gets hit a couple of times, he's knocked down, incompletion, confidence thing. I mean, I know you've got to have great confidence. As you develop everything else, mechanics, all these other Beaver reads, confidence. Right?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not really that worried about it. I think he's shown great poise in the past, and you know, I expect nothing but that in the future.